This is the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeBlantis, Justin Kaufman sitting in. You know him. You love him from The Download. Here's the question. Should kids under 12 be allowed to play tackle football? Illinois would become the first state to not allow it if some new legislation passes through. Here with us, the woman who is introducing this legislation, State Rep Carol Senti, and Trey Duerson, for whom this is a very personal issue, something close to his heart, the son of the late, great Dave Duerson, former Bear. And we want to go into that story and what drives you to try to push for protections for children. But let's start with you, Representative Senti. How is this going so far? Are you feeling as if people are on your side with this one?
It's very early to say. We just literally filed the bill this morning. And so the first that you get in your inbox are a handful of the people who are usually most against it. So maybe not some pleasant ones yet.
Why did you get on board? Let's start there then. Why did you say, hey, I'm gonna introduce this into legislation? I think it's a good idea.
Back in 6 years ago, I had a constituent, Dr. Larry Robbins. He has a headache clinic. And he said, Carol, you need to pay attention to this, and I'm asking you to run a bill. And so back then it was to limit tackle during practice, and then that didn't pass, but eventually we did pass to get a concussion certification for high school coaches of all sports, and that did pass. So he kind of just kept feeding me the information and until I couldn't stop. And you look at the data and you say, you've convinced me, and I've been a believer ever since.
Well, let me just ask, what is the bill asked to do? I mean, are we talking about just an outright ban of anyone playing tackle football before the age of 12 or after the age of 12?
Is it schools or is it all programs?
It's any organized youth sport organization. We're talking about an all-out ban until you're 12. You can play flag, you can play touch, you can play another sport, but we don't want young brains tackling before age 12.
Let's talk to you, Treg. Your father, Dave Duerson, on his untimely tragic death at the age of 50, he left a note saying he wanted his brain donated to science for this very reason. And what they found, did it shock you in your family that there was the concussive history there and that there were issues with his brain?
No, it didn't shock or surprise us because in the note, it was a detailed note. He not only said, please donate my brain to the NFL Brain Bank, he also listed out some of his symptoms and experiences that he was going through. He talked about his blurred vision, his trouble with spelling, memory loss, as well as a pain that he was feeling in the back of his brain that he thought that something was there.
He was living with it for years, and you knew about it.
Well, my father was a very prideful man. I think when you're talking about NFL players, especially the ones at of his caliber, they tend to hide their weakness until it's too late.
Yeah.
For both of you, it's interesting because at the NFL level, when we talk about concussions, you as a fan, you understand that the reason there needs to be protocol is because there's money on the line. These are star players, and they want to play, and they don't really. You get the idea that they don't really care necessarily about the players. That's been the argument over time, and then you can understand at the high school level that there is this idea of building a career. But it almost feels like it's. I think society is ready for the sea change to say under 12 that all of that stuff's out the window. It's not about money. It's not about ambition or career. At a certain point, if this is endangering children who are playing under the age of 12, then yeah, it should be something that just isn't done.
Do they still get hit hard at 6 and 7 and 8 years old?
They do. I mean, it's really the G-forces are still similar to what they're doing in college, particularly because the helmet is a weapon. It's not used for protection. What I'd say on the point of the NFL, it's interesting that they've got a lot of money, they got protocols in place, they have cameras, they have neurologists, they have the best coaches in the world, and they still can't be right on this issue to a high degree. And how can we expect youth leagues who don't have money, who don't have doctors on the field, who don't have neurologists, and don't have trained and elite coaches there to get this right? And it's time for us to, as a society, to take a lead on this issue. We can't wait for the NFL to do it for us.
And isn't the argument also that once you've played youth football, potentially for years and years and years, and you continue a high school career or perhaps a college career, and then even perhaps beyond that to the NFL, you've been hit in the head so many times, I would imagine, that you wonder how over that period of time, we just don't know. There isn't enough research, is there, to understand? Or what would you say to that, Trey?
Well, that's precisely why this bill is being introduced now. the Concussion Legacy Foundation, a group out of Boston who actually accepted my father's brain donation, has done a lot of research on CTE and the brains, and they recently came up with a study earlier this week that says exposure to repetitive hits over time is the actual cause to CTE. It's not necessarily how many concussions you have. Mm-hmm. Because previously, people were like, well, how many concussions do you have? Do you have CTE? Now it's, well, how many years and how many hits have you sustained over those years?
So that was
small
part
hits
of the
too.
Impetus
so it's,
for
right,
this.
Exactly.
To protect it's, kids.
Exactly. It's similar to lung cancer. If you smoke for a decade, the likelihood of you having lung cancer increases.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
And the recent research is really that the subconcussive hits over time mm-hmm. are more detrimental than the concussions.
This is a tough situation to legislate because you're going in and you're essentially taking away the rights of youth organizations and sports to play a game that they've been playing for decades and decades. Is there pushback? Is there a lobby or a concern that politically you wouldn't be able to get this through the state house?
Or parents also. I would think they might say it's their territory.
Well, I've already gotten some of those comments, and I think that is a natural tendency anytime you look at something like why does the government need to step in again? And I think when it's appropriate is when there isn't any other group and the health safety concerns are large enough. And I'd say this issue meets both of those criteria. So, for example, in the in soccer, the U.S. Soccer Federation implemented guidelines.
Right.
No headers for kids under 13.
And hockey is another
and then
big one, right?
The U.S. Hockey Association, no body checking. Did I get that?
Yeah.
Right. That one's 13. Sorry. The soccer is 11 headers. But we don't have an organization that's doing that. And from the ages for football. And so from the ages from 10 to 12, that is a very important age for children's brain development. And so the number of times that they're going to be knocked about in the head and even receiving a force, that would be significant to someone coming up to your kid and punching him in the head.
Yeah, and Greg, it's no different than you would think of Little League saying you can't throw a curveball until you're a certain age mm-hmm. because the arms aren't developed. So it does
exactly.
follow logic in which youth
exactly.
sports is
other
using
major
right
major sports
right.
have age modifications. Mm-hmm. I mean, in baseball, you're not taking live pitches into a certain age. When mm-hmm. you're a pitcher, as you just said, you know there's pitch counts involved as well. Sorry, just to go back on a previous point that you made, you know, we're not advocating to get rid of football. That's not what we're doing here. We're just saying take away the tackling.
Yeah.
And football is not about tackling. Sure, tackling is part of football, but what football is really about, it's about a group of 30-plus individuals coming together, achieving a common goal to win the game and overcome a lot of obstacles. And thinking of the right plan and strategy and executing that plan and strategy to win the game. And those lessons can be taught to children without tackling.
When Bob Costas made the comment about CTE destroying the NFL, do you think that's something your father would have applauded, the late, great Dave Duerson? Would he be happy that people are standing up in such a prominent way to draw attention to this? Or is that the wrong thing to say because he loved football so much? He wants it to be to thrive and just protect the athletes more. Well, how do you think he'd feel?
I think he'd definitely be behind CTE and individuals standing up. Mm-hmm. Saying that they have issues and science proving that and evolving and proving the fact that there are a lot of things to be concerned about.
But if the NFL has evolved so much, can it really do more, I guess is what he's saying, and they feel as if they've got the protections in place now to do as much as they can to protect that maybe weren't involved when he was playing the sport. Are they doing a pretty good job now, and is there a chance that too much attention at that level is bad for the sport?
I think you hit it right on the head right there, where too much attention to the NFL is bad for the sport mm-hmm. because we're emphasizing so much concussion protocol for the Cam Newtons of the world, but we're not talking about the millions of children below 12 that are playing football who most of them will not attain the fortune of fame of pro football players.
Right.
And that's the most important piece of this. You know, the NFL has their own protocols and procedures to deal with. And to me, let's let them have their pro game and they can do whatever they want with it. But for youth football, we as a society have to step in, and we can't look at them to be the leader.
This is a passion project for you and your family, I know. Is it because your father you believe that your father's troubles started very early, and that that was part of the reason that things happened for him the way they did, developing CTE?
Well, I mean, the research today is part of the puzzle, is that you know, my father started playing football around the age of 11 or 12, and did so through high school and college, and played 11 years in the NFL. I mean, that's a lot of exposure to hitting, which obviously led to his demise. When we donated my father's brain, we did so to get clarity and to get answers to a lot of personal questions that we dealt with from some strange behavior that we've seen in his life, from his forgetfulness and depression and anger and all of those things, which all contributed to why we would even donate his brain. But why I'm so passionate about it, and why my family is so passionate about it, is that when he did take his own life, he made the decision to donate his brain simultaneously. And that, to me, shows that this is someone who is looking out for other people and other interests in the future of, you know,
the sport,
football
that
and
he
sports.
Loves.
And that to me is just, you know, I'm here today to keep honoring that legacy and his last wishes.
Well, we're happy you are. You have just a couple minutes to stick around. We're gonna head out to traffic.
Absolutely.
Traffic, but then a few minutes on the other side of that break, if you have it, we'd love to talk to you.
Please.
Thanks. All right, we're talking about the Dave Duerson Act. It is being introduced in Illinois. Here would be the first state that would ban tackle football for children under 12. Our guests are State Rep Carol Senti, who's introducing legislation, and Trey Duerson, the son of Dave Duerson, named for this bill. And we had a couple of texts here
There's some really interesting stuff, because 630 says, I've played for 6 years. Every practice I left with a headache. 20 years later, I still feel problems from it. I feel some parents may make the wrong decisions. I'm glad someone's stepping up for the voiceless.
708, I agree. Concussions are an issue. However, as a coach, I believe the problem lies in the hands of many of the coaches that have and continue to teach the use of the head and helmet as a blocking, tackling tool. I bench my kids when I see that happening.
If I can follow up on that, Craig, I mean, a lot of what has been talked about is education, awareness. Even with the fans of the game of football, there's more awareness that it's not to get too excited about a helmet-to-helmet hit or a big explosive collision on the field. When we see at the NFL level, there's so much made about the blue tent and concussion protocol, and they're really getting. But when you go down to college, there's other rules that are now getting kids ejected from games. But when you get to the high school level and what we're seeing in youth sports, is there at all a push towards making sure that concussions are top level when it comes to the safety of these kids?
I think so. I think we've made tremendous strides here in Illinois, especially. And there was a bill that Senator Kwame Raoul passed about a return to play bill, that if you have a concussion on the field, you have to go see a medical doctor before coming back. I mean, that's major steps on a legislative side. I'd also say, just on a cultural side, there's been a tremendous trend of people paying attention to concussions and knowing that there is severe impact to it.
Well, you see parents pulling their kids out of football in some cases at a young age because they don't want that exposure, or they're fearful of it, and perhaps this would prevent that as well, I suppose.
The bill?
Yeah.
I think so. You know, it's interesting. I grew up in Highland Park, Illinois. My brother played in Highland Park youth sports. Highland Park does not offer football anymore. And Highland Park stopped offering football because people stopped sending their children to play. You know, but I think if we can provide an opportunity for young children to learn the basic techniques and fundamentals of football. Mm-hmm. And as that coach pointed out, there's a lot of poor coaching or poor proper technique for people tackling. And I have to give the NFL credit for the heads up program that they're leading, that if you're going to tackle somebody, you should keep your head up. So there's a lot of safety things that we could put in place.
Real quick, Representative Senti, what's the next level? What's next for this bill? I mean, are we going to see this introduced? And how do you see this moving forward in the state of Illinois?
Well, the step one was getting a bill number this morning and letting people know that it's out there and they can read the language. It will eventually be assigned to a committee. Moving forward is to answer questions of my peers, talk to constituents and people on both sides of this issue, and make them aware of the real data and what we're trying to do here.
Thank you so much for sharing the information with us. We appreciate it. It's the Dave Duerson Act. Treg Duerson and State Rep. Carol Senti, thank you so much for your time. Can people reach either one of you if they want to find out more information, get involved with the effort to help?
Absolutely.
They can
call my office or email me at repsenti@gmail.com.
And Treg, are you part of any organization where people could reach you, or is it more of a social media kind of reach?
It's out? More of a social media kind of reach.
Well, that's good enough.
I was
enough.
Like, should I give out my personal cell phone?
No. I wouldn't do that. But we appreciate that. We appreciate that offer. Thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it. We've got Judy's
Thanks
News coming
us.
Up in two minutes.